Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us. Thanks for being with us. We'll get into what's trending coming up in just a couple minutes. Mike Conti going to stop by at 1:20 as he always does on Thursdays. We'll get to the AMA to wrap things up as well. You can text us or tweet us your questions right now, or you can call us at 404-741-0929 coming up at 1:40. Get your questions in. We'll answer them to wrap up the show.
Andy Bunker.
Yes.
I got the greatest idea just a second ago, man. Where's game day at?
This weekend?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
Here?
It should be here, right?
Should be. I wish. I'm sorry. Oh. I don't know the answer to the question.
Okay.
Did that totally throw everything off?
It just threw everything off.
Do you know the answer to the question?
I don't. That's what I was asking.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Because here's the thing. I heard it while I just heard the commercial. So make sure y'all come down to Hudson Grill down in downtown, that area over there, Marietta Street, because we have college football games. I just got a call, an email from our producer, Garrett. We're going to have Ness on, so Ness will be on with us in the 12 o'clock hour. But no.
It's here.
It's here?
Yeah.
Andy, I might need you and Wendy's help.
Okay.
I'm going to get a sign and go down to game day, Andy.
Okay, sure. Great.
Yes. Can I? Yes, because I have time, because it starts at 9.
Yeah, 9, and you got 3 hours.
Oh, man.
What's your sign going to say?
I don't know. That's why I need y'all help.
Like, if you did that.
Yeah.
And I don't know where we are in terms of the joking scale here.
Yes.
Like, I'm dead serious about this. I don't know where you are.
Okay.
But I'm with you on this. You have my support 100%.
Okay.
I can't be there with you, but I will support you as much as possible in terms of your effort here.
Okay.
If you did that, you'd get on TV.
You think so?
Well, yeah, man. I think, you know.
I got to come up with something clever.
You kind of played for the team. Like, you were... You're a pretty important member of Georgia football
can
history.
Can you see
here.
Me doing that? I can't.
I absolutely can't.
I can't.
But, God, I would love to see you.
Well,
I can't really imagine
I can't
it, but
be
if
down
you did it.
Because I just call it what it is. They're like a bunch of slappies down there.
Oh, sure.
They're up front with the sign.
Sure, you could elbow
like
your way
slappies.
To the front for sure. You
know,
no
I'm saying I
could
get right behind David Pollock and them.
No question.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're taller than most of them. You got long arms. Like, your sign would be very visible.
Okay.
It's just a matter of what you want to write.
I got to see.
You going to say something mean about your former coach?
I would never do nothing about that.
Nick
Saban?
I would never say.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a slappy, so I wouldn't write nothing mean.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I mean, something snarky, like.
I'm not a slappy, so I can't do snarky.
Well,
really
what's your approach? Like,
I don't know. Like, I always see the God signs. Choose Jesus.
Yeah, but I think they got those covered. Like,
okay.
There's going to be enough of those down there. They don't need you down there doing that.
Or just, hi, mom.
Okay, that'd be cool.
There you go.
That would actually be very funny.
Yeah.
Is that former Georgia Bulldog tight end Randy McMichael saying hi to his mother?
Man. I'm going.
If you had a sign behind David Pollock, and again, it's you. Like, you're pretty recognizable. Like, people would know who you were. If you did that, you would trend on Twitter. Like, that would happen. Will you please do this? Like, what do we...
I'm saying I gotta be down there. Sean Akers, get down there at 9
Brock
o'clock.
Brock Bowers for Heisman. Davis for Heisman.
Jordan Davis for Heisman. I got it.
All right, I'll buy the poster board and the markers, okay?
That's
my
fine.
My wife has a Michaels gift card already, okay? We're going over to Michaels after the show. We'll call it Mick Michaels, and you can make the sign. You get down there. Dude, if this was to happen, this would be the greatest thing that ever happened.
All right, dog.
Just, like, make sure to put a little plug for the show, like, in the corner.
Of course I will.
Okay, good.
Yes. I got to do it.
That'd be so great. I know you're not going to, but it'd be really, really great.
I'm just saying I got
to
be there. I told you Sean Warner's there at 8 o'clock in the morning for a 12 o'clock show.
Really?
No.
Okay. But you'll be down there before noon.
I'll be down there before noon. That's what I'm saying.
Stop by the game day set with your sign and get on TV.
I need to do this.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're all aboard for this. Yeah. This is okay. Definitely okay. We're good. Right. Wendy, right?
I'm in.
Okay, good. All right, good. All right, this happen.
I can do glitter.
Wendy's got the glitter. Like, we're good to go. Let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Run by a great team in Georgia. Georgia's the number one team in the country. They've been the most consistent team, you know, all year long in terms of how they've sustained their performance and played at a high level, dominated the competition just about every game that they've played. I think that's, you know, a reflection of Kirby. He's done a great job. They have, you know, a mature team that plays with a lot of competitive character. And, you know, they're the number one defense in the country.
Yep, there's Nick Saban, I think, right after a nap, talking about Georgia's football team. And he's right. Everything he said is true. Georgia's defense is ridiculous. They have beaten the hell out of pretty much everybody they've played this year. They haven't played a close game since September 4th. All of that is true. I expect that to be different on Saturday. I think it'll be a close football game on Saturday. But, yeah, man, it's interesting. We asked Ben Watson when he was on with us in the noon hour, just about half an hour ago, what's an advantage that he sees that Alabama has? And the answer that he gave was great. He said experience. Like, they've been here. They've won the SEC championship. They've won in that building. They're the defending national champions. I was wondering if he would say Saban as an advantage. He didn't go that way.
Right.
I don't know if it's because he doesn't think that's true or not or whatever, but that's one of the things that if Georgia is able to win this football game on Saturday, then people start talking about Kirby Smart in a different way. He gets himself into that conversation of there's only, what, four guys that are active right now in college football that have won a national championship. It's a very short list right now that Kirby could add. No, this obviously Saturday isn't the national championship, right. If he goes on to do it, but that's a very short list right now in college football.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing, and you remember Ben was talking about new voice, new narrative. This can't be Kirby versus Nick. This is the team versus each other. You know, this is Nick's team versus Kirby's team. If you get into that situation, because I tell you, I'm not saying this would happen, but in that Ole Miss game against Alabama, it came to down just how the game started, and yep. It seemed like Lane was making it against him versus Nick.
That was Lane Kiffin trying to beat Nick Saban.
And that's what it looked like.
That's a great point.
Kirby can't get into that, and I don't think he will. This is about his football team who is ready for this moment. This ain't got nothing to do with the players on the field. Now, the play itself, yes, but the players got nothing to do with that. This is all about you go out there and execute it. Not worried about, oh, man, we ain't never beat Alabama before.
Right.
That can't be in the mindset of anybody who's playing or coaching in that game.
Well, I just can't imagine that it would be.
It is not going to be.
Especially for a player.
That's what I'm saying. I went on this limb with this team because I've been up there and I've been around them. I know what Kirby's selling them. And everything is about the standard. It ain't about what's happened in the past. None of that. None of that. Like, this is the only game that if you talk to these players, that they played this year.
Right.
This is the only game they played.
Right.
Because they're like, we ain't about how the hell is what we did against Kentucky going to help us this week? That's not how they think. They look at right here, right now, this week of practice, because Kirby misses practice at every damn press conference. practice. In every press conference. That's what it's about.
And that's how you have to think. Like, if you can get your players to be in that mindset, then you've succeeded. Like, I think it's easy for a grown-up who's been through the battles that Kirby's been through. He's been on national championship coaching staffs. Obviously, he's sort of honed his mentality, his way of thinking about these football games going into them. He's had years and years and years to think about that. Like, it's not hard for me to believe that Kirby is in that mindset going into this game. But if you can get all those guys on your roster to buy in that way too, and we've talked about it all season long, that it just seems to exist that that's what's happening with this football team. The intangibles that people talk about with football teams. And there's a lot of little different examples of that. Like, if you can get these guys to do that, that's the most important thing. It doesn't matter. I also think, you know, a lot of these guys weren't around when some of those other games happened. Some of them were on the team last year. But the thing that comes up more often when you're talking about these matchups between Alabama and Georgia in recent history and Kirby and Saban specifically is the national championship and the SEC championship. Last year's game was a different thing. That was just a better football team beating a less talented football team. those other games, teams were very talented. They were very similarly talented. And there were decisions by coaches that ended up sort of tipping the scale one way or the other for the team. Yeah, man, I don't know. I think if you can get your team thinking that way, which it seems like Kirby has, that's the most important thing this time of year.
That's all it's about.
Because then you got to reset it for the next week after that. If you beat Alabama, great, you beat Alabama. So, you know what I mean? Now you got to go do the next thing after that. And if you're able to do that, that's a huge advantage. Here's Matt Ryan talking about Tampa Bay's defense.
They do a great job up front of forcing you to get the ball out early. And I think in the secondary, they play complementary football. They do a very nice job of staying aggressive and trying to, you know, play some, mix it up, whether it's man-to-man coverage with tight press coverage or, you know, play different types of zone to try and confuse you. And they do a good job in their secondary of being in the right places. They'll give you a look pre-snap that looks like one thing and be in different spots post-snap. So I think Todd has always done a great job with the defenses that I played against in the past of trying to, you know, create confusion and put guys in position to be successful in the back end by creating, you know, lots of issues up front.
Well, that's part of what happened the first time that the Falcons got together with the Bucs, right? Falcons played their way back into the game in the third quarter, and then
turnover,
pick six, and the game was over. Some of that was pressure in Matt's face. Some of that was Matt just making horrible throws and Tampa taking it the other way. If the Falcons are going to beat the Bucs on Sunday, which is still a tall task,
right,
you can't turn the football over at all.
No, not even once. Not even once, Andy. They, you know, I'm not saying that they would have the same kind of success they had on the ground against Jacksonville. I highly doubt it. But at the same time, they gotta maintain drives. Again, they can't start and they can't get Matt and have Matt in third and seven plus all day. They just can't. They can't go 1 for 13 on third down. They gotta keep drives alive in order for them to win games. Because the way this Buccaneers offense is clicking now, Andy, you're gonna have to make every possession count.
Yeah.
If you're the Falcons. Not saying that this Falcons defense can't hold up, but I just think that the way that Tom and these guys are clicking right now, you're just gonna have to make every possession valuable if you're the Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt. And like you said, can't give any away. That's a big part of what happened at the end of the game in week two. Hopefully they're cleaner on Sunday, because that's what it's going to take to be able to beat the Bucs, who are playing some pretty good football right now. A couple of things that have happened during the show. Congratulations to Miles Robinson.
Yeah, man.
Named to the MLS Best 11, one of the best 11 players in the league this season.
I love it.
Not surprising, but love to see it from Miles.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year, but, I mean, that's me being a homer. But at the same time, yeah, that's so big time for Miles. He's such a big-time player, ascending star, and hopefully we can keep him here as long as possible.
Hopefully as long as possible.
Yeah.
We love you, Miles. Don't go anywhere. And they announce it with the best 11. They do 11 in Roman numerals. It says XI, which, cool, I guess.
Love it.
If it wasn't for Super Bowls, would we know what Roman numerals are?
Andy, I would probably tell you no, because I know that I'm trying to think, when did I use Roman numerals? I mean, we learned about them in school, but still
right.
Don't remember why we learned about them in school.
Either.
But I knew
it was like a waste of time.
Super Bowl. It always was a waste of time. Why the hell do I need, just like writing in cursive, what the hell do I need to learn how to write in cursive for?
Both of those things can be taken out of the curriculum now.
They can.
And if it wasn't for Super Bowls, we'd have no use for Roman numerals anymore at all.
At all.
Honestly, when else do you use it besides Super Bowl, whatever it is going to be this
year? And when do you ever use cursive once you graduate school?
When's the last time you wrote in cursive?
Because I write like sometimes in cursive and sometimes in print.
I do kind of a hybrid, yeah.
Yeah, I do a hybrid, but at the same time, I can do without it.
Like my N's turn into S's really quickly, like I wrote down Miles Robinson here. But it's not cursive, and this probably would get me in trouble in school if I wrote like that.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Trae Young after last night's win.
I'm just getting to my spots, and other guys are making plays too. If they don't make plays, it's hard for me to get good looks. So, I mean, if teams aren't going to double and teams are going to double, I mean, I'm going to give it to them and they're going to make plays. If they don't decide to double, I'll be able to get good looks.
Yeah, and he did last night. Lots of good looks. He was red hot. Got a little cold down the stretch in the fourth quarter, but doesn't matter. The Hawks still pulled it out on the road. 114 to 111. Five straight games for Trae with 30-plus points.
Balling.
33 and 10 last night. Yeah, he is. He's taking his game to a different level.
I think if I remember, Mike Conte tweeted and said that he's fourth in the league in scoring now. Mm. Somewhere fourth or fifth somewhere.
I kept
as far
seeing
as
a stat yesterday that said he's first in total points. So, like, not average per game, but, like, actual points scored, which is definitely a creative way to go about it. That was probably the Hawks Twitter account that put that out there.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, total points. I've never heard anyone talk about it that way before.
Total points.
Yeah, but anyway, he's scoring a lot of points, man. 33 again last night.
Hey, I mean, he's been balling, man, and they're going to need all of that as far as they're going down the stretch. Not down the stretch, but this stretch of games without some of their dudes,
yep.
Especially when you talk about Bogey. But he's not going to have to be the only one. You saw guys, we know Kevin Hurd has been playing really well since he's been in the starting lineup. Lou Will gave you something last night. Of course, John playing both ends of the floor. So that's what they're going to have to continue to do that. But more than anything, they're going to have to lean on their defense more and take away some possessions from teams so they, because of the fact they don't have all their scoring punch that they need right now.
Kind of feels like Timothy Luwalo-Cabarrot stays in the starting lineup TLC, for the time being.
Baby.
TLC. You know, I don't know if – do you feel comfortable calling him that?
I have to call him TLC because I don't know how to say his name.
The other one. It yeah. just makes me think of T-Boz like left eye and Chili.
Oh, that's what I thought of. You thought I was talking about some tender loving care?
No. No, I know.
What did you think I was thinking about?
Well, his nickname, TLC. We got to come up with a different one for him.
Okay, my bad. Because when you said TLC, yeah, I was thinking about TLC.
Yeah, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I thought you were talking about tender loving care. I was
red
like,
light.
Hold on. What the hell wrong with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm thinking about those three ladies.
Okay.
And the excellent music that they made in the early to mid-90s.
Yes. Nobody made pajamas look better.
God, no kidding.
Yeah, man.
Some of those songs were about some pretty illicit stuff.
Oh, yeah, no like doubt going about back, it.
Like Creep, that is just an anthem about cheating on your significant
that's
other.
That's it, man.
Huh.
Freaks.
That's a bad message for a 12-year-old to be singing, but I sure was.
Yeah,
we'll come back. Mike Conte's going to join us, talk some Hawks. We'll get his thoughts on some of the coaching carousel in college football as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, you know, it's been a couple Thursdays.
Yeah, man, we heard the thong song.
We heard the thong song, and also Mike Conte. Both things happen Thursday at 1:20 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was just asking Mike, have you ever – he said he's been close to college game day.
Okay.
But never – because Randy's going to make a sign and go stand behind the stage on Saturday.
And I'm just thinking about it, Mike. But, you know, I want to make it good. And to all y'all slappies out there, no, I'm not going to break Brown, break Randy's record. So slappy crew, go away.
All right? Slappy crew.
The
slappy crew.
Have you made your sign yet?
I've not decided yet, Mike. I'm thinking I'm going to do something that requires yams in the topic.
It's a good idea.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I was just going to suggest maybe you draw a big arrow with media member on it.
See, there you go,
and
Mike.
Hold it over your
See,
head.
See, I'm not going to put Mike in Slack.
No, because yeah. Listen, media members get VIP treatment at College Game Day.
Well, I say, right? I don't know nothing about that. You know, I mean.
Honestly, Randy, seriously.
Or radio guy.
No, listen, no joke. And we should probably talk about this off the air. If you want me to get you a credential, I can do that.
No, because of the fact it's going to say media on it. So, no, I'm good.
You get radio All guy. Right. Point to yourself. Like
yeah.
That.
Okay, first and foremost, Mike, because I have not had an opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah.
I need to know two things. The extension for your head coach, okay, yeah. And the D.C. getting a job at Virginia Tech.
Well, let's start with the positive for Brett Pry. I think Brett Pry is a home run hire for Virginia Tech. He was a graduate assistant there. Brett Pry has had opportunities to be interviewed for head coaching jobs. I've told even Power 5 coaching jobs before. This is the one that he kind of held out to take because he does have a connection to Virginia Tech. I think that's an absolute home run hire for Virginia Tech. He's going to be phenomenal there. He'll be a great recruiter. He already has the recruiting inroads in the Middle Atlantic region, obviously, through Penn State. Home run hire there. As far as the extension goes for Penn State's James Franklin, all I can say is, well.
You said that like you were reading it.
Well, USC got better, and LSU got better, yep. And Notre Dame may have at least made a lateral, if not gotten a little bit better. Virginia Tech got better. Florida got better. Washington.
Maybe.
Jury's out.
Damn it.
Washington State got better. You see where I'm going with all this.
Yes.
And I don't know what Penn State did to get better except to spend $75 million guaranteed dollars on someone who will probably come back and ask for another raise in a year or two. Hmm. You know, I mean, he's hoping, boy, that he can just get back to that uppermost level of where he's taken Penn State, the absolute heights, 10-2 in a Fiesta Bowl berth, you know, to be able to go back and get another $100 million extension because that's the game that this guy is playing right now. I think it's silly, but look, I mean, on the other hand, guys, Penn State could have suffered the fate that Oklahoma suffered,
sure. Yep.
Suffered the fate that Notre Dame suffered, Michigan State could have suffered. And look, I even tweeted this on Saturday. There are a lot of calls at Michigan to fire Jim Harbaugh.
That's right.
Because he had that bad
That's
year.
Right.
I bet they're glad they didn't do that.
Yep.
And sometimes continuity can be a good thing. I just think now losing his defensive coordinator, the best coach on his staff, and maybe some assistance under Brett Pry, I think it's not going to be pretty for James Franklin next year. Although, he's got the number two recruiting class of the country coming in, and I'm sure he made Penn State's administration acutely aware of that as these discussions continue.
That may have come up.
Well, yeah, I mean, what a shame if that number two recruiting class followed him to USC.
Right.
And look, he's got the leverage.
Of course he did.
And in that regard, he's got the leverage. So it is what it is. They're still my guys. They're in the Music City Bowl. We're going to pack the car and go because that's just what we do. They're my guys. You know, they might be in the Las Vegas Bowl. We may have priced flights already because, again, they're my guys.
Right.
You know,
you're not Vegas.
You're not going to not love them.
You're not going to.
No.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Mike, you either get
so
to go to Nashville. You get to go to Nashville or you can go to Vegas.
Oh, I mean, and boy, do I really hope it's Nashville, Randy, because nothing strikes me as being more ideal on New Year's weekend than sitting in the upper deck at Nissan Stadium in 35-degree weather watching Penn State play Arkansas. Like, if that doesn't say Happy New Year, I don't know what does.
So he was one example of the many people over the last couple weeks that have played the game, right?
Yes.
He played the leverage game or yes. Whatever changing jobs game. There's an insane amount of money right now in college football, yeah. And guys are cashing out. What have you made of some of the other big moves just in terms of the college football carousel? Coaching
yeah,
carousel.
I mean, it's wild. I guess the pandemic must be over. You know, it's funny because this time, 19 or 20 months ago, we were talking about how college coaches were going to have to take across-the-board pay cuts just to keep their athletic departments in business because of all the revenue they were going to lose due to COVID. I guess that must be over now. I'm not saying that a lot of the coaches who got paid don't deserve it. I mean, they deserve to be paid market rate for what they're producing. Let's put James Franklin off to the side because I think there is a debate on whether or not his market rate is where he thinks it should be. But the USC paid market rate for Lincoln Riley. They're entitled to do that.
Right.
LSU paid market rate for Brian Kelly. I thought that was a brilliant hire. I'm a little surprised, honestly, to see some of the reaction to that Brian Kelly hire.
I'm with you, Mike. I thought it was good.
I mean, can you imagine now, Brian Kelly? I don't think people realize how tough a job that is at Notre Dame. The academic standards that go into the people that they can admit into the freshman class, the rigorous academic curriculum they have there. Historically, Notre Dame coaches have not been paid extremely well, and they have to play a tough schedule every year. So you take those handcuffs off Brian Kelly now and you put him in an SEC school with the resources of LSU. I think Brian Kelly's going to do a phenomenal job down there. So it's one of the, I hate to say it is what it is, but it kind of is what it is. You've got to pay market rate to either hire these coaches or retain these coaches. And it's just the big business of college football. And by the way, it's only going to get worse from here because media rights are coming up now in the Big Ten. That's 2 years away. So that's going to be a huge per-school injection of cash into the Big Ten. The ABC deal starts with the SEC in 2 years, which is going to ratchet up the money quite a bit. You know, the ACC network now is in pretty good footing because they're on Comcast. Big 12, the revenue will change a little bit as BYU and UCF comes in, all that. But the salaries are only going to go up.
Right.
It's pretty crazy.
This situation we've dealt with over the last couple of weeks feels like maybe a blip on the radar because it's sort of new, but it isn't. I think this offseason, it's not even offseason yet, but I think this is maybe not to this extent every year.
You know why
there's
going to
be a lot
out.
Of this stuff happening.
You know why it stands out, I think, Randy and Andy, because we're talking about the coach of Notre Dame willingly leaving Notre Dame. I mean, that's unheard of. Mm-hmm. The coach of Oklahoma willingly leaving Oklahoma. That's the type of stuff that makes it so shocking.
All right, I mean, you know, when you look at the Big Ten, and I wanted to get you because that's where you went to school. Now you didn't actually go to the school that the two teams in the Big Ten championship.
Thanks for reminding.
How do you look? Damn it, Mike. I'm sorry. But like what I'm saying is, Mike, how do you see this game plan? Me and Andy, we kind of I think Michigan might trick this thing.
I think Michigan's going to get upset. And I think that's going to make this weekend incredibly interesting. And I'll just say this. Gary Barta, the committee chairman, made a comment on Tuesday about Notre Dame.
He did.
And how they were going to hold the departure of Brian Kelly against Notre Dame in their final deliberate, which, by the way, is absurd. Absolutely ridiculous. That committee is a joke if they hold Brian Kelly's departure as a point against Notre Dame in the final discussion. That is absolutely ridiculous. That has nothing to do with the players or the on-field product. But if Michigan ends up tripping up on Saturday, and let's say Georgia takes care of Alabama, which I think they will, I'll tell you who the door opens up for: the luckiest team in America every year.
Ohio State. Yeah.
The luckiest team in America every year. They always seem to not deserve it, but still somehow worm their way in. And if Michigan if Michigan loses and if Georgia blows out Alabama, I know you guys think it'll be close. I think that could be a blowout. And then, you know, I don't know what happens with Oklahoma State, but I think you're looking at the possibility of Georgia, Cincinnati, let's say the Big 12 champion, Oklahoma State, and maybe Ohio State.
Do you think they put Ohio State in before Notre Dame?
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
Because, I mean, supposedly
their coach didn't leave.
Yeah, well, and apparently that matters. You know, the one thing is everyone holds the fact that Notre Dame doesn't play in a conference championship game against them. Well, Ohio State's not playing in a conference championship game either. And then what do you do with Oregon? I mean, Oregon would have potentially the same record as I think the committee has made it pretty clear, Oregon being all the way down at 10.
Right.
But Oregon and Ohio would have same records. Oregon, in fact, Oregon would have a better record. They'd have one more win, and they'd be a conference champion. They'd have to jump over Ohio State, right? I don't know. It would be crazy, but that's what's going to cause the chaos this weekend. I really think Michigan is going to stub their toe out in Indianapolis.
I just wouldn't be surprised if one other thing happens, too. Just the way that this college football season has gone.
You know what the other thing could be?
Baylor beats Oklahoma State.
No. I think Houston over Cincinnati.
Oh?
Cincinnati has looked shaky to me at times, and I watched a lot of their game against East Carolina last Friday. And Cincinnati, it took them a while to kind of pull away against an inferior team. Cincinnati will be very, very confident, but Houston's good. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be an intense game that's going to go down to the wire, and it could come down to a kick. And that's That's one of the things that kind of scares you a little bit. It almost feels to this point the path has been too clear and it's been a little too obvious for Cincinnati to get in, and that might end up being the upset. And look, if that happens, Alabama might be in even with a loss.
If Trae Young scores 30 points in every game from now until next Thursday, we're definitely going to talk about him.
Yes.
He has been – this incredible. Is the best basketball he's played in his career.
Yeah, without question. Totally under control. Mike, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, you could text us or tweet us. The phone lines are open as well, 404-741-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
Real quick, Andy, yeah. Got some dog news from Kirby. A couple guys that are going to be game time decisions. Akaris Jackson. Jamal Sawyer. Kendall Milton. Christopher Smith.
Yeah, those last three.
Yeah. But he says they practice all year, but he said they will be game time decisions.
So what do you do if Kyrus Jackson can't go at the punt return position?
Well, you put Ladd back.
Ladd McConkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyrus has been so good, even when he couldn't really run.
Just the fact.
So steady.
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully they can all play. All right. AMA, any question, any topic, you can text us or tweet us. We'll start on the phone lines, though, by talking to Jeremy, who's in LaGrange. Hey, Jeremy. Here, I don't think Jeremy's there.
Okay.
That does give me an opportunity, though, to tell you that this hour is brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Hey.
You got any joint pain over there?
Hey, dude, I wake up with joint pains.
Well, you better call QC Kinetics then,
Randy. I might need to go let them get a hold of this old body. Yeah, bro.
All right, Billy the Soap Guy? Billy the Soap Guy. Hello,
Billy. You done developed some new smells over there? You got some new smells over there for me?
Still working on it.
Okay, my man.
Yeah, still working on it. Okay, so this is not an AMA, but I was in Publix, and kid you not, I saw some poke rind breadcrumbs. So, Randy, if you got any family members or your wife, you know, cook with something with some breadcrumbs, just know they come in poke rind.
Okay, my dog. Well, I appreciate you, man. And Andy,
one more thing. Here's my takeaway. What's a goat to a boss? And that goat is probably has been curried.
Yeah, Randy. Yeah. Randy killed my goat so fast.
Yeah, but I'm saying no. Like this people called porkrinds.com. They want to. They listen to the show. They heard me talk about poke rinds, some skins, and they gonna send us some. Andy,
can you think of a single better sponsor for Randy's Ramble than
poke
that?
Rinds?
No, I can't.
Man, I love it. I love my damn brother, boy. I tell you, always looking out for you, boy.
God, that's beautiful. Thank you, Billy.
Thanks,
Bill. Would you do that, like in dressing?
What?
Pork rind breadcrumbs?
Hell yeah! Why not?
Why not? Probably pretty good.
Dude, I do pork rind like batter chicken.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that is.
Oh, it's
very
so good, bro. It's so good, dude.
What could make fried chicken better?
Pork rinds.
Pork. The only thing it's missing, pork. All right, Sanchez. Sanchez is in Atlanta. What's up, Sanchez?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on, Chad? What's up, my dog?
Hey, man, I'm happy. Hey, man, I had some weird stuff happen to me today, man. Go Georgia, man. We're going to beat the hell out of Alabama. I can't wait.
Sanchez, what you doing, man? Get your Bluetooth earpiece on right now, all right? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Thank you.
There we go. Okay, my bad, man. So today I thought about y'all with the Oreos, man. I had a crazy man come to me and say, man, I got a pack of Oreos. I'm selling them to you. But he didn't have them in a bag or nothing. They was in his bare hands. I said, I love these things you got. But why are they in your hands, man? Hand it, bro. Like, what's wrong with you, man? I said, come on, man. I said, hey, man. I said, damn, I'm thinking about the next people coming up.
I said, I got to call Randy and Andy about this.
All right,
Sanchez,
hey,
thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, that's a nasty joke right there,
yeah,
man.
you can't be selling individual Oreos.
You can't be selling individual Oreos, dog. That's just nasty.
Pre-handled Oreos. I'm not buying those. You got to at least have them in a sleeve.
Andy, I am not taking something from somebody I don't know. All right, like that. Who's ever had that random dude with the chips? Say, you want some? Hell no, I don't want any of your chips. you're gonna be picking toe fuckers out your nails.
Who's also really trying to hustle one Oreo at a time?
Like, hey, man, it's harder than the streets, Bunk.
It must be. Like, it's harder out there than I realize.
What's up, my boy, Mrs. Sider with the cheeseburgers?
Man, no, I don't want that. You had your hands all over.
Oh, that's so weird. Somebody, hey, man, you want a chip? I don't know you.
Nope. No, I do not.
Nope.
I appreciate the offer, but thanks, but no thanks. All right, let's get to Wendy and some social media
questions. Hungry, you're hungry. Sometimes I ain't that hungry.
I've been that hungry.
I don't know.
Oh, it's called crackling bread. Yeah, I know what crackling bread is. Yeah, I know what crackling bread
is. You've been hungry enough to buy an individual Oreo from a dude at a gas station?
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to say yes or no to that, so.
That's like borrowing somebody a chapstick. Which is the nastiest thing ever.
We just cut the top off.
No, you don't, because I got to put my lips back on it. Mess around with me, you going to have some chapped-ass lips. I don't like the thing when they take the finger and pick it off of it. Hell
well,
no.
Well, definitely not with your finger.
No, you don't.
No, I'm not sharing my – I share my chapstick with one person. Or
my
one
woman.
Person
that's all right. And I know her mouth been, so yes. I ain't putting – oh, that is the nastiest thing.
Who are you sharing chapstick with, Wendy?
You see, y'all, I don't even, my
boys.
Friends
will share chapstick.
My boys, I love my boys. They going to be walking around cracking. They going to walk around cracking and bleeding.
You just cut off the top if you're going to share it.
No. Yeah. No.
Or you get the one that's in the tube.
And I'm pretty nasty, and I'm not doing that.
But some chapstick, you can just, like, man,
the Carmex that you squeeze out.
It's hard for me to do that, too.
I'll give you that one.
You can squeeze it out the tube. You can share it.
They're going to be cracking and bleeding.
I don't tend to care about stuff like this very much. But I don't like putting on chapstick in public because it kind of looks like you're applying lip gloss or lipstick.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I'll try to sneak away and put on chapstick if my lips are chapped.
Are you serious or are you joking?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Because then you gotta do like the thing with your lips. I don't like doing
that. Do you make noises when you do it?
Well, I just had to make a noise to try on the radio.
To visualize it.
Because
no one's put on chapstick before.
Well, I'll do it with no noise. See, it didn't have the same effect.
I got it because I can see you.
Yeah, that's how I put on chapstick. Also, my beard is very thick right now, so it gets stuck in the chapstick. It's not good.
It's just quite a conundrum when it comes to chapstick. Let's go with this one from Mick on Twitter. Sitting in traffic, what's the closest you've come to getting out of your car to road rage?
This morning, I wasn't gonna road rage him, but he made me mad because I'm coming back to the house after our show. I had to run to the package store real quick, so I have to go this afternoon. So I ran to the package store. It opened 9 o'clock. So I ran over to the package store, Andy, trying to get back here so I could get the show on. Chris, Hugh got me laughing, and so the dude, I'm turning in to come into my drive where I live at, and dude just come out all casually in front of me in the Ford Focus, and then Andy looked left. If it wasn't 9:51, it might have been some bunk. I had to get to work, though.
If you didn't have to be on the radio. Yeah. You might have fought that man.
Yeah, man. I do my best not to do the road rage.
Yeah, I've never come that close to getting out of the car because you never know who the person is.
Now, I've had people do this to me. And I was like, I had to tell this one lady at the grocery store a while back. I was like, lady, it was an accident, but do you know me?
Right.
Show ass back in your car and drive off.
I did tell a guy at Target one time that stole my parking spot that I hope he had a bad Christmas.
I remember that story.
You did tell us that.
I hope you have a horrible Christmas.
That's telling them, Bunk.
Yeah. And then I felt bad and I tried to find him inside, but I couldn't find him.
Were you going to apologize?
I was.
Really?
So I hope you don't have a bad Christmas. But what if you had a bad Christmas? Then it was because of me. Then I would have felt
horrible. Well, no, it's because you took your parking spot.
Yeah, oh don't steal God. People's parking spots.
Serves
Tell
them,
right. Andy.
Yeah. A lot of bass in my voice on that one, didn't I?
You really said it with your chest.
Tried to find him to apologize.
Jeez. What's the one app on your phone you can't do without? Waze. W-A-Z-E, Waze.
I really like my weather app.
I was about to say that, Bunk. Yeah, I go weather app.
Yeah, I just
live
like,
without the
I just
weather
like
app.
To know. Huh? I could, yeah. I
can't
live
without my traffic app.
Yeah.
I don't go nowhere, so I really don't need the only app I use on my phone, I use Twitter every day or my Instagram.
I know, but I don't like to say that I couldn't live without them.
Oh, I can live without anything.
I could too. Yeah,
I could live without Twitter. I get off this thing at around 7 o'clock nights now. It's like freaks. The tweets come out at night. The tweets come out at yeah.
Brian's calling us old for the weather app thing. That's fine. Why? He says that's an old answer.
Oh, okay.
What's your answer, Brian? If only you could tell us.
Only if you could tell us.
Yeah. Or you text us and maybe let us know. Oh, maybe we'll see. I'm making. Brian's actually in bad shape, so that was really mean.
Poor Brian.
Get well soon,
see,
Brian.
There's the apologize, Annie.
Well, I feel bad, man.
Brian's
the guy's going through it.
To the parking spot guy.
Oh, God.
He's going through it, man.
Hold on, dog. He talking trash, man. Everybody stunned, Brian. We don't apologize.
We need to send QC Kinetics over to Brian's house, man.
Oh, yes,
he's having some joint pain.
Bless his heart. Let's finish out with this one. This is a two-parter. What's the crappiest present you've gotten for Christmas and the worst Christmas gift you've ever received from a family member?
I said, I don't want to do that because they all listen.
Well, you don't have to say who it's from.
Well, if I say what gift it is, they don't know it's me.
I'll say mine.
What?
I got a towel warmer from an ex-girlfriend because she wanted a towel warmer.
Oh.
That's the worst gift I've ever got.
So she got it for you so she
got it for you so
it.
She can get it.
Yeah. That's a terrible,
worst.
Selfish
that's
thing to
worst.
Do.
I done got some bad sweaters before, man. Who ain't got that bad sweater
What's
from grandma?
What's the worst sweater that you've gotten, Randy? What did it look like?
Was
what
it homemade like? Or bought?
I got the homemade sweater.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Because then you have to wear it.
I don't want to say it's the worst. Like my great grandma Livonia and them, right, down in the country. They used to go to the sock shop. And grandma would go get a pack of socks with like 20 pair of socks, and we all get a pair of socks, the boys, and all the girls would get a pair of the big grandma underwear every year.
Yeah.
So, but everybody need a pair of socks.
Yeah, and then also, like, you can't say that because that's what grandma could afford.
No, hell no. Grandma was sick. Grandma had the mattress, money under the mattress. Now, don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Yeah, grandma's a cheat.
Well, maybe that's why grandma had so much money.
Yeah, grandma was cheap.
Because she split up the 20 pack for Christmas.
She gave the girls the big panties?
Yeah, gave them the big ones.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
that's mean. That's hateful.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I like that Sanchez had something weird happen to him, so he had to call
us.
He
had to call us and tell us.
All right, takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show. We start with Wendy.
We are a Yamley. We're here to listen to all the problems that you guys have. My takeaway of the day, if it's happening, you can heckle it, including curlers.
I don't know what the hell this meant, but Wendy's got a focused face.
She does.
I do have a focused face.
Yeah, people Wendy says she got mad. Focused face.
They flee the room, and I love it. I learned today that the Slappy Crew has a funny laugh.
Randy, you got some record beat. Shut up, dork.
Brian's takeaways. Randy didn't think much about wrestling until he got DDT'd in the front yard.
Yeah, man.
Put some sauce in front of Andy, and he'll start dipping.
True.
Some village has a goat now, thanks to Andy, but Randy says that goat has already turned into goat curry.
Yeah, man. Yo, goat in somebody's pot right now.
The last takeaway of the day, watch out for seasoned demographics when it comes to shuffleboard hustling.
Hey, man, don't get jacked, because them folks, they serious on that boat about that shuffleboard bunk. Wendy, am I joking?
You ain't joking, Randy. I've been there.
Hey, that meets you at the buffet.
Every day they hustling on the ship.
All right, man. We're going to go away now. We'll come back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Watch out now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.